Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Max City Morning Show. I'm your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start today's episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
How's it going, you guys? It's Jake White, JJW, coming at you from Norrell Toyota in Fort McMurray. Just wanted to say hi and come on down and check the place out.
Hi, my name's Richard. I'm the service manager here at Norrell Toyota.
Hi there, I'm Adam. I'm here at Norrell Toyota. I'm a product advisor.
Hi, I'm Cass. I'm the appointment coordinator. Happy to help you.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. As you've seen, you met all my staff. These guys are all my family. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. Big shout out to Norrell Toyota, our title sponsor for today's episode. We really do appreciate your ongoing support. As everybody at home knows, I don't introduce my guests because they can do a better job at that than myself. So can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Hi, my name is Caitlin. I'm a holistic practitioner and I'm originally from PEI.
Okay.
Yeah.
So first and foremost, what does that job title even mean?
So, well, holistic, I'm on the proactive or preventative side of medicine.
Okay.
But what I specialize in is biofeedback testing with this bioscan machine.
Okay. And so what does this bioscan machine do?
It picks up cellular level imbalances. So where if you were going for blood work, that would be surface level. Like you pretty much have to have something major going on.
Right.
This will pick things up before it actually becomes an issue in the body. So you can be preventative and support the body on a cellular level for optimal balance.
Okay, how did you get into this?
Well, I've been in Fort McMurray 15 years, so I did work out at site.
Okay.
And I struggled with digestion, skin issues, fatigue. Shift work is really hard on the body.
Yeah, no doubt.
So I've always studied holistic medicine, like Chinese medicine, different ancient remedies. I love ancient remedies.
Okay.
And I just needed a niche. Basically.
Okay.
And after I had my son, I really dove into my health to be like the best mother I could be.
Yeah.
And went down some rabbit holes. And there's a holistic practitioner who does this in Sherwood Park.
Okay.
And she completely helped me heal my body. So my digestion, my skin, my energy. And I figured this is the niche. So there's actually only two of us in Alberta that do this.
Wow.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
And so now, are you still out at site, or you're just like, no, I'm not going back out there right now?
No, I'm not going back out. I actually quit during the pandemic.
Okay.
Which was crazy. But
a lot of crazy things happened during that time frame. So
To leave, you know, a job and start a business during like such a crazy time, I was like, no, like this is what the world needs. Like people need healing.
Yeah. What were you doing out at site?
I was running an excavator.
Okay. Equipment.
Yeah.
And so now no equipment.
No equipment. No this equipment. Is nice.
Cool. So how often are you here doing this?
Like at the store here?
Or anywhere you do it. I don't know. You gotta tell me.
I try to have a set schedule, but I work all the time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So and I kind of just make my own hours.
Nice. And how do people get a hold of you if they wanna like sign up for one of these?
They can find me, they can message the store, Balance Bodies Incorporated, or I have my website, balancebodiesinc.com.
Okay, neat.
Yeah.
Now, initially you said you're from PEI.
Mm-hmm.
So when did you move up here?
In 2009.
In 2009, and why did you move up here?
This was the place to come.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Did you come up and go right to site? Like, what was the thought process when you're like, I'm moving to Fort Mac?
No, I thought it was going to be, you know, 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
And I was a dental assistant, actually. So I feel I've kind of, like, I started in the health field, got sucked into, you know, the site life, and I've now, like, circled back into the holistic field again with health, which is nice, yeah.
Neat. So, like, were you a dental, how do you say this?
Assistant
prior to moving up from PI?
No, I did that up here.
So, like, when you came up here, what was the, did you have a job prior to? Or you're like, you know what, I heard Fort McMurray's good, I'll figure it out when I get up there.
Yeah, pretty much.
Did you know people?
I had a cousin up here, and I started, my very first job was at the Syncrude Sport and Wellness Center.
Okay.
Just at the gym, yeah.
Okay.
And then I figured everything out.
How old were you when you moved up?
I would have been 17.
Okay, so like...
Super young.
Super young.
Yeah.
What'd your parents think about this move?
I had graduated, and they're like, well, I go figure your life out.
Yeah.
And it took me, you know, 15 years, but right. I'm really happy where I settled.
Nice.
Yeah.
And what do your parents do?
They're a fisherman.
Cool. Mm-hmm. For anything in particular?
Lobster.
Mm-hmm. Nice. That makes sense. I love the East Coast and I love PEI, but in PEI was the first time that I actually had lobster right off the boat. Like
oh,
I saw
really?
The boat come in. It was at this cool, like it definitely wasn't somewhere that like you pay money for. It's like a guy knew a guy.
Oh yeah.
And they just brought me there and we had like dinner there and it was just like the freshest thing I've ever eaten in my life.
It's good.
Yeah. What part of PEI are you from?
I'm from a little fishing town. It's Cardigan. So it's on like the east end of PEI.
Okay. And so what's the population?
Oh goodness, like, I have no idea.
Like nothing, like it's, very,
it's
very
small.
Low.
Town.
I don't want to say nothing.
It's not even a town; it's a village. So and it's so small.
That's cool that you got to say you grew up in a village, though.
Sure.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So, did you go to school in the village, or did you have to like get into like a major center?
We like grade school there, and then we went to the town.
On a bus every day.
On a bus, yeah.
Okay, how long was the bus ride?
Like 20 minutes.
Okay.
Not that far. Okay. I wasn't like completely isolated or anything, but it was small.
Listen, like I grew up in Fort McMurray, so like my perception of life is very skewed. Like,
right.
I don't know. Like I was able to like get out of my parents' house sometimes. Just some schools were like a walk or like run through the woods and stuff. It was wild growing up here. We could do whatever we wanted. So taking a bus for 20 minutes to me is like... Because nothing back in the day took 20 minutes to get to in Fort McMurray.
Even now, yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
So you said you had a child. You just have one or two or how many children?
One. He's 5.
He's 5. That's a nice age.
He's fun now.
Yeah. And they only keep getting funner, I'll tell you that for free.
Yeah.
I have an 8-year-old boy. Oh, my Lord.
Yeah.
Keegan, he's the best.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, like, I thought he was cool when he was 5 because, like, they... Even before 5, they get their like little personalities and stuff.
Yeah.
But like 5, it really starts to kick in. Yeah. But like now he's 8, and in 2 weeks he tells me all the time, turning 9, by the way, Dad. All right, big boy.
Don't forget.
Like, yeah, it's nice. Fun.
Yeah.
What's he into?
He's playing baseball right now.
Okay.
Yeah. Coaching, and I'm coaching, which is fun. But yeah, baseball, golf, and maybe hockey.
Okay, so you're just feeling him out on like the stick type of sports.
Yes.
Is there one that he's gravitating to that you're seeing already?
Oh, he's a good golfer.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. So, I know how to golf. I've golfed. Mm-hmm. But as a child, like, how do you take your kid to golf? Like, I just golfed, like, through company work things, or you would just show up and you would join, like, a group. When you're 5, do they do that for kids? Is like that volume of like kids just hanging out?
Some parents take their kids and do, you know, 9 or 18.
Yeah.
Down at Mac Island, there's a Cubs course. And it's like a 4, I don't know if they'd be like par 2s maybe.
Okay.
4 par 2s. It takes you, you know, 40 minutes to get around it.
Cool.
He loves it.
Nice.
Yeah.
Have you, and I haven't, so I'm asking, have you checked out the one at Vista Ridge?
No.
Vista Ridge has a golf course, and supposedly it's, like, made for kids. Like
the big cups,
the
is
big
it?
Cups and everything in it.
I've heard about it, but no, I never made it yet.
Okay. Yeah. Now, we're supposed to be talking about this stuff. So, what does this really look for at the end of the day? Like, if somebody is suffering from something in particular, like, how could this help identify or address that issue?
So this gets to the root cause of any issue.
Okay.
So you don't necessarily have to come in and see me with a symptom of anything.
Right.
We can figure it out, get to the root cause of any imbalance. And what I love about it is it's non-invasive. So I use these 2 alligator clips. I'll put electrodes on your fingers so you have light conductivity in the body.
Okay.
It's very similar to like an EKG that would stress test your heart.
Okay.
Or a lie detector test.
Okay. Am I feeling that? Like when, like,
no.
You don't feel
anything. No.
Okay.
And there's over 80,000 items we can scan for. So we can start, typically the initial appointment will start very broad, kind of scan the whole body on a cellular level.
Yeah.
But if anything does flag, for example, your digestive system has come up, I can go into that folder and expand it. And then we can get really specific. Is it, you know, a gut lining issue? Are you just super acidic?
Right.
Is it a hydration issue in your intestines? Like, and then we can kind of pinpoint, and I'm able to supplement test here to figure out what protocol or what remedy is going to actually work to help your body heal and what maybe won't. So it takes all the guesswork out.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Very cool. Well, listen, Tanner's back, so that means we're out of time. That being said, before I cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout-out or plug. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
For what?
Anything you want. Like, literally, we've had people shout out cars, family members, businesses, the air.
You moms, can, dogs, nothing, themselves.
Yeah. Yeah, we've had some pretty unique answers, so anything you want to shout out?
Oh, goodness. I have no idea. I mean, like, a shout out to LifeForce for giving me this office space. I absolutely love being here. This is such a holistic and, like, good energy place to work, mm-hmm. and we're able to help so many people with all of the practitioners that we have here in the store. So really grateful that they include me in their energy team. So yeah, I'm super grateful. And you can find me at Balance Bodies Inc. on social media or balancebodiesinc.com.
There we go. Awesome. Yeah. Well, Fort McMurray, New Buffalo, the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Max City Morning Show. From the bottom of my heart, thank you very much for tuning in. It does mean the world to me. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Norell Toyota. Appreciate that ongoing support for sure. I hope everybody at home is having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
What a deadly old way to end another morning show. Later, boss.
It's so ballistic!
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.